You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, and joined online today by meteorologist Grant Smith. Today is December 15th, 2021, and Petersburg's still digging out from a big dump of snow from the past week. Hi, Grant.
Hey, hello, hello.
Quite snowy
yes,
here.
It has been a snowy December.
Tell me about what you know about all the snow that we got.
Yes. Well, let's talk about just from December to now. You are above normal. Normal values for December to now are about a little over 7 inches of snow. And you have 47 inches of snow has been reported from the Petersburg area. Now, if we go back to the beginning of the water year, so October to now, normal amounts of snow is 18.5, and you guys have gotten 63.7 inches of snow. So to say you are above average would be an understatement.
Okay. This past week, I know the Weather Service had forecast a few of these snow events, but it seemed like the biggest dump came Friday night, even after the warnings had expired. What happened there?
Yes. Well, you know, it was a setup where we had these snow showers, and we started getting hints that the snow showers would be packing a little bit more of a punch than we thought. But, you know, to go from what we were forecasting, you know, just less than advisory amount, so less than 4 inches, to the amounts that you guys saw, I mean, there was just no seeing that at all. I mean, these tiny little snow showers that just pick up lots of snow. I think one report came in of 14 inches of snow just overnight. I came in on Saturday that day, and I started hearing the reports, and I was like, wait, what? Yeah, it was just one of those things that it was just, it was just a surprise. But then we used that to make the forecast better for the next day. And we were able to put out some warnings for the Southern Panhandle, and those verified. So, you know, we were able to take what we learn from our mistakes. We were able to make a better forecast for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. So other parts of the region are also seeing some good snowfall.
Yes. We were seeing a lot of snowfall last week. A lot of areas are above normal for snowfall in the past couple of weeks. And it was just every day. We're like, all right, where's today's warning? Where's today's advisory? Because it was just a moving target to find out who was going to get the most amount of snow in the past couple of weeks.
Why does it continue to be so cold? Is this just a system that is perched in the interior of Alaska sending this cold air our way?
I think it's a La Nina year. So we were already going into it expecting colder than normal. But, you know, we just got these high pressures building up in Canada. And, you know, normally we would be able to hold off on some of that snow, or some of the cold in the snow. But this year we've just been getting a lot of these low pressure systems that sit in the Gulf and keep bringing us shower potential. And on top of that, the high pressure that's in Canada has been strong enough to push that colder air down into the southeast Alaska area. And so we've got showers moving in, we've got cold air that's being put in place, and all that adds up to is just very cold temperatures and, you know, a lot of snow.
And then I saw your office shared a post, I think it was from a climate center, that there's a higher risk of that cold air continuing over southeast.
Yes. We're thinking that was from the Climate Prediction Center. They specialize in forecasting beyond the 7-day forecast. And, you know, going ahead to the next, you know, couple weeks, 8 to 14 days, they are forecasting below normal temperatures going over the next couple weeks and even beyond that into January, still holding on to that below normal temperatures. And to try to put that in perspective, that normal for Petersburg for to finish out December is lows in the upper 20s, about 27, 28 degrees, and highs in the mid 30s. So there's strong evidence that the weather will be colder than that. And looking, I went ahead and tried to dig into some of the data, you know, going into by Monday. So we're going to see a little bit of warm up in the short term, but then after Saturday, going back down to lows in the teens, highs in the 20s by Monday. And then by the 25th, the Christmas holiday, lows potentially could be in the single digits and highs in the teens for the Petersburg area. So that's what they're eyeballing. They're seeing these hints of very cold temperatures, and so they're calling for below normal weather.
Brr. Okay, any significant snowfall showing up in the near future?
That's actually the funny part, is that because we're going to be so cold, that's going to hold off on any precip chances. So we're going to be colder than normal and drier than normal. So going forward, we're actually not expecting a lot of snowfall as we finish out the year.
Okay, that's good news. Give us a chance to catch up on last week's snowfall. Okay. Anything else to know?
No, not really. Just going ahead in the short-term forecast, we've got this a little bit of a warm-up, some snow potential here to finish out the week, and then we cool right back down. We take out those snow chances, and the winds in the area and the marine waters in the Petersburg area, just overall about 5 to 15 knots. So not too bad in the wind department.
Okay, but still blowing out of the north, so there's chances for freezing spray on this marine forecast, it seems like.
Yes, we've been seeing a lot of that popping up in our forecast as well.
Okay, thanks, Grant. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, talk to you then.